Welcome to the Secrets of the Best and Brightest. This is our Beacon podcast where we are interviewing some of the best and brightest across distribution. I am very excited today to welcome our first guest, Mr. Lou DiCerbo. Lou is a bridge builder, gap closer, and philanthropist, and he has been an icon in the life insurance-based financial service industry for many years. And we are really excited to speak to Lou today to learn more about how he got into the business, how he became a successful leader in the business, and where he thinks the profession is going. Welcome, Lou.
Welcome. Thank you.
We are so happy to have you. So as I said, we are going to just get right into it because you have quite a story. And I am so looking forward to sharing it with everybody. Lou, first question, real simple. How did you get into the business? How did this all start?
I answered a blind ad in the newspaper, management trainee. I thought I was going to sell pens for Penn Mutual. Actually, I got involved in three interviews with Shelley Brudner and Charlie Dremel. They sent me to a psychologist, and I had to answer two questions to their satisfaction. Do I have the right stuff to succeed? And can I do the things I have to do in order to succeed? That's how I got into the business.
And Charlie was your ended up being your mentor, isn't that correct?
Absolutely. He was my role model, my mentor, and the reason really why I got into the life insurance business.
That's amazing. And as you started to build your career, you know, what were the values and principles that really guided you through your success?
Well, I copied Charlie, to be frank. I tried to lead by example. I tried to recruit people with some past history of success. And I instilled Dr. Solomon Huebner's vision of professionalism, ethics, and continuing education in a very, very noble profession. I tried to communicate my purpose and my priorities and maintain a very, very high trust culture with my staff and financial service professionals.
Yeah, and I mean, that's such a strong foundation for anybody's business and for building anyone's practice or a firm, either one. And I'm pretty sure I know the answer to this question, but do you feel like any of those values or principles have changed over time?
Well, basically, the only piece that's changed is I inspect what I expect more now than I did before. But the values and principles are the same.
And what do you mean by inspect what you expect? Can you dig in a little bit on that?
Well, basically, when you're working with new people coming into the business, you're asking someone that needs a job or someone that perhaps never made six figures in their life. And it's very difficult to take them from where they are into the top 20% income earners in the United States. So you have to inspect the things that they're doing in order to generate the activity that they need to succeed in this business. And a lot of people don't expect that process week in and week out. And that's what we do. How many people did you see? How many presentations did you make? How many closes did you basically go through the process? And did you really try to sell the miracle of life insurance as a foundation to whatever process you're going through? You have to inspect that. You have to follow it up until it becomes a habit in that person.
Yeah. And I mean, you kind of hit the nail on the head. I love that idea of the miracle of life insurance, and you have to believe in that miracle. And I mean, I think that's definitely one of the requirements of being a successful financial security professional. You know, what else do you think you need to be successful in this business?
Well, you hit it, Susie. You have to believe and sell the miracle of life insurance as the foundation of a sound financial plan. Then find your passion and specialize either in life insurance and disability income sales, financial and retirement planning, employee benefits, estate planning, and always remember the mojo, applied knowledge is power. That's your competitive advantage, that your and my competitive advantage in this industry, applied knowledge is power.
I love that. Applied knowledge is power in any industry, right? But certainly in this one, because it is complex. Lou, as we start to kind of, you know, talk about the career that you've built, the success, the number of advisors you yourself have mentored, you know, how did you develop and execute a plan for professional success?
Well, the first thing is we help our associates grow personally and professionally, of course, with their permission. We provide scholarships for continuing education administered by the American College. We provide a world-class faculty to help with strategy and advice, and Penn Mutual's advanced underwriting department and home office. The folks are just outstanding. We engage them, and we also employ specialists in pension administration, law, and best practices. That gives them the backup, the confidence that they need to go and see people.
Yeah, I mean, I love the idea of building that world-class faculty. I mean, that is definitely a nugget that all professionals, firms, agencies should be thinking about. Can you just give a little bit more detail of what kind of faculty, like who did you reach out to and how can they help?
Well, basically, you can find many attorneys that are looking for more clients for themselves. A financial service professional can network with an attorney, with an accountant, but we engaged them. We employed them part-time or full-time in law and in taxation and pension administration. So they work together with our financial service professionals, providing their expertise in one said trust, or a legal instrument was in place. Obviously, our financial service professionals were able to sell products and services that met the needs of the individuals they were serving.
Yeah, it's so important. It's so important to bring those outside voices in. And so as we start to think about, you've developed a plan for success, you've hired your world-class faculty, let's talk a little bit about vision and culture. I mean, they're overused terms today, but you know what? They're still so vitally important to the growth of an organization and to employee growth. Can you talk a little bit of how important they were to you?
Of course, you know, our atmosphere of success inspires people, including myself. You know, we had a work hard, play hard, in balance philosophy. 77 financial services professionals that I had the ability to work with. The Penn Mutual company leader, Mickey Rosenzweig, CLU, CHFC. 13 associates in the top 25 nationally for Penn Mutual. 52 associates with a CLU designation, 31 with CHFC designation, 57 members of the Million Dollar Roundtable, and Horner, Townsend, and Kent investment leaders, including Lance Strucker, who started as an intern and wound up leading Horner, Townsend, and Kent for many, many, and still many years in a row currently as well. The Cerberus PCP and Associates led Penn Mutual for 19 consecutive years. We're so grateful to everyone in the home office and field that work together to best serve the policyholders and investment clients. It was exciting. It was inspiring. No one came to work and didn't want to get into that process of succeeding for themselves.
Yeah, no joke. I mean, that's it's pretty impressive lineup of the number of accolades that your folks have received. I mean, it's a tremendous, tremendously important to the work that you've done. And so, you know, what does succession mean for you? You know, how did you kind of pass this off?
Well, basically, that's up to the financial service professionals. In my view, the financial service professional is my customer and it's their clients as far as that's concerned. As far as the agency, the Penn Mutual operation, that's up to Penn Mutual. My vertical growth companies, the pension administration company for purpose of illustration, a brokerage company, what we did was we had successors in place that had stake in the game. And it was easy to transition from A to B whenever we wanted to. So we basically worked with people that had their financial interest in the game. Makes it easy.
Yeah, that does make it easy. And as we start to think about, the future, I mean, you have done, so much work. You've mentored and led so many successful professionals. You clearly believed in the vision and the culture. You had a strategy that you followed. You know, the future looks so different now, especially in this virtual COVID world we're currently living in. It looks different for professionals. It looks different for firms. It certainly looks different for the consumer. So what does the future look like to you, both in terms of your profession and for you personally?
Well, that's not my view. I asked Brian Bushwell, CLU, that question because he was just called and said, September is Life Insurance Awareness Month. You know what Brian's answer was? Life Insurance Awareness is every day with me. Brian has sold over 50 cases, which is in underwriting, in the last 90 days. He sells over 150 cases a year. Since January 1st, he told me 8 clients of his have passed away from ages 50 to 62 and one age 79, some due to the virus. When I asked Life Happens CEO, she had a COVID-19 survey. She said, yes, people are changing their financial decisions because they're getting more and more negative in this basic environment we're living in. But 75% said financial security is an act of love. 16% of the consumers, which is 41 million Americans, say they need more life insurance coverage. In my view, there's an unlimited opportunity for success. You just have to see people. I know that's more difficult now, but you can do it. You have to see people. You have to practice CLU. And I'm telling you right now, the process does change. COVID just makes it more difficult to see people face to face. But think positive and move forward. Good things will happen.
More product to sell. There's definitely a large swath of the American folks who do not have enough life insurance. So there's definitely not lack of prospects in the market currently. And life insurance always likes a good crisis. So there's certainly opportunity abound for sure. Lou, what are you doing today? Just give us a little update. I know in the opening, I said you're a bridge builder and you're a philanthropist. Give us a little bit about how you're giving back.
Well, basically, I do a lot of work with the Franciscans. I have a Franciscan philosophy and for it's in the giving that you receive. I had the blessing of, going to undergraduate school at St. Francis of Loreto, Pennsylvania. And right now I was thinking of creating a endowment to feed the hungry. Father Reese is retiring from St. Francis of Assisi Church right outside of Penn Station in Manhattan after many, many years of service as a pastor. And he was telling me how depressed so many of the pastors are because the amount of homeless and the amount of people in need of simply having a meal, simply having a place to go to sleep at night undisturbed, how that is increasing during this COVID-19 and how many people have not basically given back to charities as much as they used to due to COVID-19. So I was thinking of coming up with a strategy to basically feed the hungry today. And that was in my mind. And the good Cardinal Dolan, you know, I'm blessed to be a friend of his and have helped him on Catholic charity causes, has contacted me, and we are working with a strategy to help the Sisters of Life, as well as the UJA, which, you know, have been very, very good to me over the years. So that's where my mind was today, trying to figure out a strategy and a plan to make that happen. And certainly we're going to come up with the resources to fund that.
Yeah, I love that. I think that's fantastic. And it sounds like, you know, you've applied your strategies and tactics that made you a successful professional. And now you can kind of give that back to a really good cause. And I hear that a lot from other of the best and brightest who we are talking to through this interview series. There is just a large amount of I have succeeded, I have done my work professionally, and now there's sort of a third act, what they call it, in giving back. And I know you've said this, is become an instrument of peace. I think that's a really important philosophy. So Lou, just to kind of close out the future and just, you know, get some thoughts for the folks listening today, you know, what has changed in the profession from your perspective, and what has stayed the same?
Well, you know, what's changed is it's more and more difficult to sell a variable life insurance policy. I believe there's 47 pages in the application, and I think there's more than a dozen signatures required. You fast forward and try to sell an investment. Let's take Robinhood for purpose of illustration. It takes them less than 5 minutes to make a sale, to process a sale. That's changed. You know, the life insurance business has too much over-compliance in it, and we certainly need someone to help simplify this process. The new law, best interest law, has hit the land as the beginning of last month, and many financial service professionals have to change their business card. This is not right, and it's not right because companies are not working together as one, and they're not standing up for the financial service professional. That needs to be done in this business. That's what's changed. As far as the need for life insurance, you know, I just shared that survey with you from Life Happens. 41 million Americans say they're interested and need more life insurance. So there's a great, great, great market to be successful in, to be of service, however. But over-compliance and this difficulty of processing a life insurance sale or an annuity sale. How about this one? The annuity landscape is part of a jungle of high fees, moving parts, and lack of transparency. Now, why don't we stand up as an industry and answer that person who's on CNBC banging away at the life insurance and annuity industry unnecessarily, unprofessionally, against a product that so many people have purchased and are providing them with a monthly income that is guaranteed every single month and lasts for a lifetime. We need to work together. We need to stand up to overcompliance. We need to stand up to this new regulation and simply say, look at, you know, many of our professionals have been practicing the CLU pledge for many years. And we do, that pledge says, treat other people the same way you'd like to be treated yourself and sell products and services that are in the best interest of the consumer. That's who we are. That's what we've been doing. Many may not have, but CLUs, that's who we are. That's what we've been doing. That's what the American College has preached over and over again. And I'm proud of that.
Yeah. Amen, Lou. I love hearing it. And if to the point, you know, our very own Mark Hayden is trying to stand up and combat to those folks who are, critiquing us and critiquing the product. So, you know, it's definitely something with the new organization that we care about. Elevating the profession and doing what's in the best interest of the consumer is now more important than ever. So as we start to just, you know, to wrap up a little bit, one of the things that I think will be really helpful for our listener is to hear some of the biggest challenge you faced as well as your failures. And what have you learned from them?
Well, the biggest challenge we've faced is success, repeating it day in and day out, week in and week out. You know, after you hit the ball a long way, and many of my colleagues continue to do that, what do you do next? That's a great challenge, you know. But, you know, lasting inspiration comes from within oneself. And we have the right to feel identified with one of the noblest professions in existence, ranking with those of law, accounting, and teaching. You know, if we work together and support ALU and Gamma in the American College, Mark Caden, Bonnie Gossman, George Nicholas, they're excellent leaders. They're strong advocates of the financial service professionals and of life insurance in our noble profession. Let's get behind them. Let's make good things happen. That'll change all of our thought processes, and we will help and serve others more and better than ever.
Yeah, no doubt. And I mean, I think that just leads to, like, do you have any advice for professionals other than that as they navigate the uncertainty and challenges today?
Absolutely. The consumer simply wants a lawyer, accountant, financial service professional that he or she can trust, and products that they can depend upon. Our industry serves over 75 million consumers and businesses. Look at, be proud. Believe in yourself, your product, and your company, and continue to be instruments of peace and good. In my opinion, your best, my best, our best is yet to come.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. I love that, Lou. And final question for today. Do you see changes during this time as it relates to building relationships with clients and changes in what the consumer wants? I know that people are definitely feeling that today. And so I'd love to close out with your perspective on that.
I just repeat over and over again what the consumer wants, somebody that they can trust in products and services that they can depend upon. That market has an unlimited opportunity to be of service to others. You know, as I said, believe in yourself, believe in your product, believe in your company, and reach out and do the things that you have to do to see more people. Get into that rhythm, that positive rhythm of working hard and playing hard in balance. And just get up in the morning. Good things are going to happen if you think positive, see people, get the facts and listen and practice CLU. What a wonderful, noble profession.
Yeah, Lou, I mean, I think this has been a wonderful conversation. I think the listeners get, you know, a handful of nuggets that they need to take away. I mean, the number one nugget, right? Have to believe in the miracle of life insurance. If you don't believe in the product, then you're not going to believe in the sale of the product. So that is certainly number one. And I love a couple other kind of nuggets where applied knowledge is power. Build yourself a world-class faculty, work hard, play hard. That's everybody should think about that. Stand up to compliance and regulation. And then I love it. Be proud and believe in yourself. I mean, these are all just wonderful takeaways for every single person listening. Lou, I can't thank you enough. You have just had an outstanding career and you have a lot to offer the folks in the audience. And we really, really appreciate your time today.
Peace and good.